This recording is provided by the Christian Classics Ethereal Library. For more information or to volunteer, go to ccel.org. This is a reading of Edward M. Bounds' The Weapon of Prayer, divided by this introduction in 12 chapters, one per file. About this book. Why pray? In this book, The Weapon of Prayer, Edward Bounds states, "The life of the individual believer, his personal salvation, and personal Christian graces have their being, bloom, and fruitage in prayer." As a chaplain in the Confederate States Army during the Civil War, Bounds initiated weekly prayer sessions to strengthen the spiritual state of his local area. His wisdom has impacted Christ seekers for decades, and his words are as powerful now as they were in the 1800s. Bounds reminds us that throughout biblical history, many of God's greatest movements were incited by the prayers of God's people. According to Bounds, prayer must be a priority. Other Christian duties, such as sacred works, communion, and church activities, cannot and should not take the place of prayer. To eliminate prayer from our daily lives is to abandon communication with God. It is through prayer that we have the opportunity to share our deepest sorrows, joys, and desires with the only one who can truly comfort us. To remind readers that God's presence steadfastly endures, Bounds concludes his piece by providing modern examples of the power of prayer. Emmeline Davis, CCEL staff writer.